This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This weekend marks the last chance that students have to take the old school SAT. Coming in March, a new version of the test that the College Board says will be more closely in line with what people are actually learning in high school. There will be more math and fewer abstruse vocab words. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on changes in the standardized test market.
One big reason the SAT is changing, it's fallen behind its rival college admissions test, the ACT. David Benjamin Grunbaum is co-owner of Ahead of the Class, a test prep program.
They're trying to catch up, basically, and making some changes so that the SAT can be more marketable.
But those changes may actually help the competition, at least in the short run. Adam Ingersoll is co-founder of Compass Education Group, another test prep company.
This spring, more than 85% of the families we're working with have chosen the ACT.
Basically because they don't want their kids to be guinea pigs for a new test. Ingersoll thinks College Board is making a longer-term play here. It's marketing its new SAT to states and public school districts to be administered to all students as a broader assessment of what they've learned and what they haven't. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.